Okay.
What about storing potatoes or turnips in the winter? Did you ever hear of a special?
Mm-mm.
And say you were raising a lot of corn that would grow in the corn.
Corn cob?
Or you
cornfield?
Uh-huh. What if you were raising something like sweet potatoes and you didn't have as big an area as a field? Would you just call it a
vegetable garden?
Okay. And you said people raise cotton in Mexico, huh?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever work with cotton eating?
Yeah.
What sort of work will you have to do with cotton after you plant it?
Cultivate it, and irrigate it, spray it,
mm-hmm. Well,
pick it.
You have to go out with a hoe and sort of...
clean it, clean the weeds out of it,
uh-huh.
Hoe it.
Do you ever hear the expression, chopping cotton?
Chopping cotton we use as a different term here. That's when we had a lot of cotton planted in rows and we come back and chop it.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a plant, let's just say that you planted, or a plant came up every inch,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to plant every 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is chop it, take out the plants in between the
mm-hmm.
first plant and the sixth plant.
Mm-hmm.
Or every 6 inches we take out the plants in between. That's
just
what I call chopping. Thin it out, yeah.
Uh-huh. What sort of grass would be growing out in the cotton field that you didn't want?
Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Bermuda grass.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to get a field ready for planting, to break the ground up,
Plow it.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of plows do people use to use? Now they have tractors.
Yeah.
But
horse, the mule plow, is
mm-hmm.
that what you're talking about?
Any special kinds of...
Yeah, there's different types of plows. There's disc plows.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plows like what we call root plows down here.
You call them what?
Root plows. And then you can disc plow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's reversible plows.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's a root plow like?
A root plow goes underneath about 10 inches, 10 to 24 inches under the ground, and it's
mm-hmm.
a blade that goes 10 to 24, like a knife, and it
mm-hmm.
cuts everything underneath.
Is it tractor or?
It's tractor.
Uh-huh. What about something that breaks up the clods of dirt, breaks up the ground finer than plow?
Disc plow. I mean, disc.
Uh-huh.
That's what we use. Offset
yeah.
disc harrow.
Uh-huh. Any other kinds of harrows?
No, you use spring harrows,
mm-hmm.
which are little springs that come in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not little, the heavy springs. Come in and break up the clods.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we use.
What different kinds of fences did you used to see in this area, or do they have now?
Are you talking about fences out on the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
About fences out on the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we call them is there's four wire fences and six wire fences, which are four wires, six wire or suspended fences, which has a post every 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the fence acts like a spring. When the cow hits it, it sort of bounces the cow out, which is a way to make a cheaper fence, really.
That's the suspended?
Suspended fence.
What do you use for fencing?
Barbed wire and cedar posts.
Mm-hmm.
And we use sometimes wire stays or wooden stays.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
What do you mean
stays?
To attach it?
Yeah, the stays is just actually to keep the wire in place. When the staple comes out of the fence, when it gets older and the staple
mm-hmm.
comes out of the post, the stays keep it in place.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a sandwich. You want to eat a sandwich, Barbara? Yeah. Barbara's asking me a lot of questions I never knew.
I heard you say, I keep hearing you say, she's going to have at least 872 hours.
Well, I have to go back and check.
Let me tell
go ahead. And